Welcome back to Breakfast, powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors, and land pride attachments, and experience game-changing sound this season with Sonos. Now, up for grabs today. First up, we have our one Signet Boost power bank valued at $44.95. A Signet Boost power bank will keep your phone, tablet, and earbuds powered 24/7. We also have the Club Med Caller of the Year. You could win a trip to Bali worth almost $10,000. And of course, call us up to be our Caller of the Week. All right, there could be more to your story at Ancestry.com. Now, Brandy, welcome to the show.
James, good morning.
How you been?
I've been good. Yeah, I've been good. Vossie and I called the game last night.
Can I ask you about the game and the controversy and the Trent Robinson after the game questioning the officials? What do you take?
I thought Remus Smith on the when the kick went up and the Melbourne Storm scored a try off the kick. I thought Remus Smith took out Joey Manu. Now we've seen some penalties for disruptors, cynical disruptors, where there's been no touch on the player that is attempting to catch the ball. But last night we saw one where he went up for the ball, but he had to get over Connor Watson. And that's all right. That's fine. Connor Watson just took up a position. Remus Smith went over the top of him. But when he realised he couldn't catch the ball, he pushed Joey Manu. Penalty. And the Nelson Asifa Solomona push or assist on Eli Katoa, we didn't see an angle from side on. So when I got home, I had a look at another angle that went across the try line and actually just showed the force that Nelson pushed with. Now, when Eli Katoa caught that ball and he was surrounded by three Roosters players, I immediately thought, how's he going to get the ball down? He's in a bit of strife here. I don't know if he'll be able to score the try. Nelson's push from the end on camera, which is the one that we saw on the coverage, didn't look like it had that much force in it, and he didn't touch a Rooster player. It was a push in the back of Eli Katoa. But the side-on view showed just the force that Nelson, at 120 kilos and 6'8", and how he did assist Eli Katoa, I thought, in scoring the try. So on the night, last night, James, I didn't think there was enough force in. I thought, yes, look, he's touched him, but probably didn't assist him scoring the try. I changed my view after seeing that other angle.
Interesting. So, Brandy, what are you expecting to hear? Crystal ball time. Graham Annesley address on Monday. We'll be hearing this music, will we, when he says, "We got it wrong." Do you think he'll say, "We got it wrong"? This is new. His new backing track. A controversy by Prince is going to be underneath the Graham Annesley address now to just liven it up.
Well, look, when you sent me that explanation, and when the explanation says lending weight to assist in scoring a try is a penalty, I don't know which other way you can go. I think they made a mistake. In saying that, Michael Jennings in the Joey Manu try, Michael Jennings dropped the ball. The ball came free. He was tackled in the left-hand corner. The ball came free. Melbourne didn't have a challenge up their sleeve because they burned it in the first couple of minutes. But, you know, Melbourne could point to that and say, well, they missed that too. That led to a try.
We've got a poll on our Twitter account, at Vossie Brandy SEN. Should, if you do a trip in a match, should it be a sin bin? 92.2% say yes. So where do you stand on a trip in play? Should it be sin bin or just on report penalty?
On report penalty.
On report penalty. Oh, there you go. So you're on the 7.8%.
I'm bucking the trend. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. All right, Brandy. Next Thursday is Anzac Day. Now, our listeners can look into their military history. You've had the chance to have your genealogy research with Ancestry.com. And, Brandy, tell us about John Frederick Alexander.
Yes. Look, James, just before I go into John Frederick, fantastic. The joining up with Ancestry.com it was a great process. They were fantastic to deal with. And, you know, I think all of us, and well, for those of us that their ancestors came out to Australia in the 1800s, I think most of us would have some tie with the military through either the First or the Second World War. I didn't realise how many of my great uncles, great grandfathers were involved in serving Australia. So it was a really good journey that I went on with Ancestry.com. John Frederick was just one of them, and they pinpointed 7 different ancestors of mine, both on mum's side and dad's side, that served in the military. And John Frederick, who was a... and I've still got many Alexander relatives that live in Dalby, Queensland. So the Alexander side of the family originally came from Kogan. They then moved to Dalby. And I still converse with the Alexanders that live in Dalby still, which is quite amazing. But John Frederick was born in 1893. He signed up in 1916, was deployed in France, became an ammunition driver. Now, ammunition drivers deliver the ammo to the front line. So he was in dangerous territory, even though he wasn't actually shooting. He was delivering the ammo for the... for all the troops, and ended up being wounded with a piece of shrapnel. Shell went off. He was wounded. He was taken back to hospital, removed, and then came back 6 weeks later. He's back in action again. Now, there's a couple of interesting things about John Frederick, who obviously didn't really like being told what to do, because there was two separate incidents while at war, that he was handcuffed for a couple of days because he'd
spoons and petrol station. If that's the punchline,
and a spoon, yes,
that is where it comes from, Vossie. That obviously comes down the line. He spent a couple of days.
That's incredible. Anyway, that detail is documented. Like the extent of the detail. So what did you give? For Ancestry.com, how much information did you give to send them on the journey for the whole process, for them to uncover all of this?
Look, Vossie, I rang both aunties from either side of the family who have detailed a little bit of information, but on the Alexander side, not much, not a whole lot, just grandparents. I didn't know much about my great-grandparents at all, but I did find out that William Sturdy on my dad's side was born in Scotland, and he served in the Scottish militia when he was 18. He was born back in 1855. They did go as far back as a second great-grandfather who was born in Queensland in 1850. So that's arriving in Australia very early days. He married a Dwyer, Clara Dwyer. They had 15 children. 15.
Jesus, my goodness.
15 children.
No,
two of those,
Thomas
and Walter, went on to serve in the First World War. But it was a very interesting journey. So much so, Vossie, that I'm going to ask Ancestry. I'm going to have a chat with Ancestry. I want to go back and sort of find out about relatives that were born in Scotland and Ireland. So I'm going to do a little bit of digging and hopefully
that's
come
fascinating.
Up and
that's amazing.
Do a family tree.
Any Viking history, Brandy? With the...
Well, I think we have to go back a long way, James, for Viking.
There's definitely not their field.
The hands do say it all. And I did a DNA test a couple of years ago, which did reveal Scottish, Irish, ancestry, along with a splash of Norwegian, where
ancestry.com.au. I think from that too, so you could have played Origin for Queensland, just about.
They're still there.
Qualified under some rule. So your advice to everyone listening right now, I mean, you've gone through the experience and it's been incredibly enlightening, fair enough to say.
It has, Vossie. It really has. It's been terrific. Which has just this bit of information, and because it was done for Anzac Day, they've done the military history of my ancestors. But I'm going to go a bit further.
Okay. Ancestry.com.au, and we've been advertising. Piece it together with free access to select military records at ancestry.com.au. The free access will end April 26. Registration required and terms apply. Brandy, thank you for sharing. Mate, I think people would be blown away by that. And you have given up, and you have been provided with so much detail. How good.
Yeah, terrific, Vossie. Very good.
Enjoy your day off, Brandy.
Good to be on the program. Good to join you both.
Greg Alexander, in a different role this morning, talking about ancestry.com.au. We are powered by Kubota right here. We've got Sonos on board. We've got great sponsors here on The Breakfast Show. And we've got plenty more to come.